Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. French President Emmanuel Macron is hosting an online donor conference for Lebanon today, following Tuesday's devastating explosion. President Trump is expected to participate in the effort to raise money for emergency relief. With public outrage growing, that a Homsi report said Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab says he will propose a bill to hold early parliamentary elections.
Diab spoke in a televised speech Saturday evening while tense clashes took place between protesters and security forces in central Beirut and its periphery. Demonstrators, including retired army servicemen, stormed and ransacked the foreign ministry, declaring it the headquarters of the revolution. The Lebanese Red Cross said that over 170 protesters and police were injured in the clashes, during which protesters hurled rocks at security forces and attempted to storm the parliament building. Public anger has mounted over a massive explosion in Beirut's port earlier this week. Demonstrators say the explosion was a direct result of political negligence and corruption. The blast, which was caused by thousands of tons of ammonium nitrate left neglected in a warehouse for years, killed more than 160 people and left hundreds of thousands homeless. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi. In Beirut.
The popular video sharing app TikTok is planning to sue the Trump administration over the president's executive order banning it from the United States. NPR's Bobby Allen is reporting that TikTok will argue that the executive order is unconstitutional in a lawsuit expected to be filed as soon as Tuesday.
TikTok is going to argue that it was never given any chance to respond to the concerns that are spelled out in Trump's executive order. Typically, there's some kind of prior notice, you know, like a company like TikTok usually is given a chance to explain itself. But TikTok says that never happened here.
There are fears in Washington that TikTok's Beijing-based parent company could share data with the Chinese government, but there's no evidence that TikTok has ever cooperated with Chinese authorities. Protests held across Canada Saturday, urging political leaders to help reunite families forced apart by coronavirus travel bans and slow immigration procedures. Dan Karpinchuk reports many people calling for a faster path to a visa.
Protests were held in Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa, Edmonton, and Vancouver. In Montreal, protesters gathered in front of the offices of Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada. One demonstrator, Misha Pelche, says she's been waiting for a visa for her husband in Tunisia for almost 2 years. She says her group has sent more than 40,000 letters to Ottawa and received no response. The protesters say they hope the government will give their issues more of a priority and speed up the process of reuniting families. The citizens group wants Ottawa to create a special temporary resident visa to allow families to come to Canada. They say with the pandemic raging, many feel as if they've been abandoned by the government. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
This is NPR News. Leading congressional Democrats are dismissing the executive actions President Trump signed this weekend after failing to reach an agreement on a new coronavirus relief package. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer say they are meager considering the economic and health challenges Americans face. The president sidestepped Congress and has signed actions calling for the expired unemployment benefit to be replaced by a lower amount for an extension of the eviction moratorium, and for interest on student loans to be deferred. He's also deferring payroll taxes. The moves are expected to face legal challenges. Buoyed by the MLS's back tournament in Orlando and confident of its coronavirus protocols, Major League Soccer says it will resume its regular season with teams playing in their home cities. Greg Eklund reports the league's 26 teams will each play 18 games.
It'll begin Wednesday when Dallas FC hosts Nashville. They're the two teams that were sent home from Florida because of their high number of positive tests for COVID-19. League Commissioner Don Garber knows that the next stage can potentially backfire.
In the event that we're not able to manage the return to play in stadiums in a way that is safe and healthy, then we will have to address it at that time.
Garber says fans will be allowed to attend as long as local health agencies in each respective area will dictate whether or not it's safe. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Cox, whose panoramic Wi-Fi now comes with advanced network protection, so all your family's connected devices can be protected against cyber threats. Available in the Cox Wi-Fi app. More at cox.com/panoramic Wi-Fi.